Hello, KMA Land, and I thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of the Double X Factor on this Tuesday. I'm Spencer Williams, and I'm here today to talk to you about the topic Sandy Edie Hansen and I introduced yesterday, the idea of feeling seen. One of the many things I love about this three-minute segment is that Sandy and I both have entirely different perspectives on each topic. And then we hope you can take something from one or the other to help you in your journey. So for me, the idea of feeling seen or needing to feel seen has been more of an internal struggle. It became a question of how I would even want to be seen. I've spent many years taking care of my children and trying to fill the roles that I thought defined me, a good wife, a stellar employee, and the best of friends, all of which I certainly want to be. But it's not part of who I am at my core. Being a mother is my greatest joy in life, and being a spouse and good coworker only enhances who I am. But I wanted to get over letting it be my summary. I wanted to get over putting in countless hours of overtime to be seen in a way I thought I should be seen, without giving myself any real voice or truly any real desire in the matter. However, attempting to shift from a programmed robot with a to-do list each day to someone who lives intentionally and really focuses on their own happiness, well, that's a tough change in course. And according to Alan Watts, waking up to who you are requires letting go of who you imagine yourself to be, end quote. So for me, being seen is the last thing on my mind. Being me is the first and greatest challenge. And tinybuddha.com says that your authentic self is the real you that is beyond all of those conditioned beliefs and thinking patterns, positive and negative, that you have accumulated throughout your life, end quote. While it is important to love and accept ourselves for where we are at each moment in our lives, we don't always do that. Instead, we suppress our true nature to please others and to fit in. We care so much, too much most times, about being accepted. Blogger Victoria Ayers suggests that we ask ourselves on a more regular basis, how would I act right now if I had no cares of what others thought of me? We can then start to realize that who we are naturally, without anything added, is perfectly okay. When you let go of the old ways of thinking, follow your joy, and do what you love, you begin to align with your happiness and peace. These are all indicators that you are connected with your true nature. You are then allowing your real self to shine, and your real self will be seen, and that's all that matters. The opinions of others won't so much. Sandy returns tomorrow with her perspective on the idea of being seen, and I'll be back on Thursday. In the meantime, find out more at KMALand.com or on our social media pages at KMAXXFactor. As always, thanks for listening to the Double X Factor right here on KMA.